At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, we're going to check in very quickly to the Conservative Political Action Conference, a yearly conservative summit that is held for all the biggest right-wing influencers and right-wing consumers in America to attend. On screen now, you have Mike Lindell, who I've debated with multiple times. And I just want to start this off with one of the funniest moments I've seen so far this year. Matt Schlapp, who is, I think, the CEO of CPAC, who is hosting this event, comes on stage and tries to ask the crowd, who wants to see impeachment hearings? And the crowd is supposed to boo and say, no, no impeachment hearings. But the way he says it gets the crowd to cheer twice in a row. Just listen to this moment.
Mike, thank you. How many of you would like to see impeachment hearings? No. That was the wrong answer. Let me try it again. How many of you would like to see impeachment hearings? No. Can someone bring some coffee out for the people
no,
at CPAC?
I know.
We've got to keep this House majority. How many of you agree with that?
Yeah. Okay, an epic fail on behalf of Matt Schlapp as he walks out on stage. First of all, why was he saying it like that? He's saying it like he's expecting a cheer, so that's going to confuse the crowd. But second of all, there is a genuine civil war going on within CPAC right now. A lot of younger Trump supporters are pointing out that they think the GOP's base is crumbling. They think the Iran war, combined with higher gas prices, combined with the Epstein cover-up, combined with Renee Nicole Good, plus Alex Pretty getting shot in Minnesota. I mean, all of these things really compound to erode and erode the base. Take a listen to this CPAC attendee here.
I think they're going to get destroyed in the midterms. I get the vibe. A lot of people I knew who just voted for Trump because they thought it was cool in like high school are just now just being like, I can't stand the guy.
This is a very, very real scenario that many young people find themselves in. Many young people who during their formative years weren't paying attention to Trump's first term in 2017 through 2021, roughly, many people weren't paying attention. We were in high school. We were in middle school at the time. Then they vote for Trump a second time, people like this guy and his friends, I'm assuming. Then they realize, holy shit, Trump is a con man who does not care about us. He does not care about fixing the economy or putting America first. He only cares about his own legacy and his own glory. Let me show you this clip of Donald Trump bragging about his stats, and then CNN debunks it right away. This is an important moment. By the way, we are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. Make sure you hit the subscribe button below. That would be a record for Gen Z-built independent media, and it's only possible because each and every single one of you. I'm literally nothing without all of you, so thank you for everything you've helped me build, all of the debates that we've done, that we will continue to do. It's because of you all. Let's continue to work hard, and thank you all.
My political and data sources are here tonight. And Harrington, I'm going to start with you since you were name checked by the president in recent days because of what you've been saying, MAGA feels about this war. Obviously, you've been talking about people who are not part of MAGA as well. Can you give us a reality check of where the president does stand?
Yeah, I'll give you a reality check. Look, President Trump is quite popular with MAGA. MAGA very much enjoys this war. They very much love the president. But, of course, they are just a certain portion of the electorate. When you expand it out, the reality check is this. Donald Trump has never been more unpopular in his second term in office. What are we talking about? Well, let's just take a look here. Okay, this is Trump's disapproval rating, Fox News poll. You go back a year ago, look at this. He was at 51%. Up like a rocket. Now, hello, we're talking about a term too high in his disapproval rating, 59% according to Fox News. And I will note this, Caitlin Collins, it is not just the Fox News poll where Donald Trump is at all-time highs in terms of his disapproval ratings, all-time lows in terms of his approval rating. It is in the polling aggregate as well. It has been poll after poll after poll in which he's either at or near an all-time high in terms of his disapproval rating. Now, this, of course, is his overall disapproval rating. What about the war in Iran? How do Americans feel that Trump is handling that? Well, they don't like what's cooking. Look at this. Trump's disapproval rating on Iran, you see it right here. It is 64%. The American people are in disapproval on Donald Trump and Iran. You see this right here. 36%, just 36%, only a little more than a third. Only a little bit more than a third of Americans, according to Fox News, actually approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing on Iran.
And let me just point out, this is the beginning point. A lot of the Middle Eastern wars in the mid-2000s began with a lot of support, relatively a lot of support among the population due to 9/11 and lies that were told by the Bush administration. But Donald Trump, less than a month into this, is beginning his war with barely any support among the American public. The point is that will continue to erode as prices skyrocket, as more people die, as more people are sent to the Middle East, more troops are deployed to the Middle East, as we see every single day. Let's go back to the CPAC attendees. This CPAC attendee calls Trump the president of peace.
He is the president of peace. So this is to bring peace in the area. When this gets taken care of, it's going to be peace. And it's what I believe. I'm on Truth Social. That's the only social media I do. And I believe that he's going to have, bring peace, and it's going to be very short. And he's got a plan. He's a genius. And we trust President Trump. All of us trust President Trump.
I mean, this is the same type of blind faith that many religious people have. No critical thought, just complete blind faith. This really reminds me of when I used to go to Trump rallies and interview the supporters there. Many of you may have been there since those days. Let me know in the comment section. But I used to interview a bunch of Trump supporters. And part of the problem is you're just colliding with such a different reality. And you only have about 5 to 10 minutes to have these conversations generally when you're doing these interviews. So you can't get down to the fundamental difference in media consumption in a 5 to 10 minute conversation. That's why I'm working on a longer format debate show. You know, between you and I, keep this part a secret, but I'm working on a longer form Adam Mockler debate show that we can pioneer, that we can premiere on this feed. But either way, having conversations like this is so frustrating, but she's in a reality where she thinks that Donald Trump is anti-war, and any war that he does start is in service of some longer-term anti-war agenda, when in reality, he's bumbling his way through a war that he was pulled into by Benjamin Netanyahu. Let's check out Newsmax host Carl Higbee saying at CPAC that he started carrying a gun because of Zohran Mamdani.
Right. And there is, obviously, I think we've all seen the red-green alliance that runs the Newsmax office in New York City. I mean, New York City is elected a communist, socialist, Islamist, jihadist.
This is why you still carry a gun in the office.
exactly. And the left, right.
Dude, what kind of alternate reality are these people living in where Zohran Mamdani or the people around him or the people that support him are some scary, dangerous criminals? I mean, they simultaneously say that all of Zohran's supporters are like lazy socialist kids, but now all of a sudden you have to carry a gun around because Zohran is one. It just, none of it makes sense. New York City has lowered its crime rate over the past few years, especially since Zohran took office. I mean, we're only a few months in, so it's hard to really gauge one way or another, but he's definitely not soft on crime, and he shouldn't be. I think Zohran Mamdani should prove the haters wrong and should have very common sense, tough on crime measures, where he also is, you know, empathetic where you need to be. Let's watch Pam Bondi on Fox News just a bit ago saying that being a U.S. citizen is not a right. It is something that you earn. This is just so off.
Lied about their marriage to get in this country. You can't do that. Being a citizen in our country is a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's not a right. And Donald Trump is going to have everyone in this country who deserves to be here, who's a citizen. And yeah, sure, it could be faster. It could be easier.
What do you mean being a citizen is a privilege and not a right? I'm pretty sure everybody who's born in the United States is a citizen by birthright. That is why they say by birthright. Let's check out conservative Nick Shirley speaking at CPAC. I mean, we're really just bringing out all the sharpest minds here. We have Nick Shirley, we have Matt Schlapp, we have the conservative audience that couldn't even answer whether they want Trump impeached. Let's listen to Nick Shirley here.
And one thing to, for you guys to think about is, who are the critics? Who are those people that are saying that you're the bad person, or that what you're doing is not right? Well, a lot of times it's the media. A lot of the times it's that person who listens to the media, where they've lost that idea of common sense thinking. And so nowadays, the most important thing I feel like for any of us to do is to think, okay, is the cause I'm fighting for, is it a controversial issue? Or is it actually non-controversial, but it's an issue that has become controversial from the critics? And we cannot ever pander to the critics, and we have to keep pursuing a worthy cause. Because what we're fighting for is worthy. America is the greatest country in the world. And people like that.
Wow, very well said. Very well spoken, buddy.
Act like it's not. But meanwhile, all the other countries had thousands of years to do it. We had 250 years to do it. And whatever made us the greatest country in those 250 years, we need to make sure that it remains that same way, or else we will fall and the critics will win, and we will not stay the greatest country in the world. And so that's my message for you guys today, is to think, really, okay, what cause are we...
To think? I don't know if you're doing that, buddy. I don't know if you've ever thought a day in your life. This is just embarrassing that these are the conservative heroes. While all of this is happening, we learn that Pete Hegseth is blocking the promotion of 4 Army officers to be 1-star generals. 2 of the officers targeted are Black and 2 are women. The highly unusual move has prompted some senior officials to question whether the officers are being singled out because of their race or because of their gender. So our thought leaders, or sorry, the conservative thought leaders that they have on the rights that we have to deal with are people like Nick Shirley, Pete Hegseth, Pam Bondi, people who can't even get up on stage without speaking in military snap poetry like Pete Hegseth does, or speaking in fragmented sentences like Nick Shirley does on stage here. It's just embarrassing, and we will continue to push back against these right-wing lies every single day. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you want to help us beat these right-wing stooges. Let's keep pushing. Love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.